I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. I know that we have one person in this room very happy this morning. It's Bill Bush because of the darkness came in Sunday. It was dark at 5:15 yesterday. Oh. I thought about you, Bill. I was not happy, but I know that you were.
I was very happy. I didn't like that. There was some high winds. I was on the phone with a young, vibrant Steve Sippel.
Oh, really?
We were both doing dog walks at the exact same time in a windstorm.
Wait, approximate time?
Noonish, right,
okay.
Steve?
Yesterday.
What time? About noon, some type of time. Sugar was with me, obviously, and then we didn't do a dog exchange program where I had Bullet and you had Sugar, which would have been something.
Someday that could happen.
That could happen like that. And then Sippel said that Bullet had just taken a dump at the school.
On the field turf.
On the field turf.
I cleaned it up.
He's a regular. It's good.
I did.
I'm sure you did. Yeah. Anyway, that cracked me. Made me laugh. It's dadgummit, Sugar. I mean, Bullet, you call him. Oh, I'll tell you one thing, though.
It was fun.
We were talking
on the phone.
We're hashing it out. We're hashing things out. But I tell you one thing right now. That bonus hour of sleep, I was expecting a little more.
Agreed.
It wasn't quite the bump I was thinking of.
Really?
I didn't wake up this morning like just spry out of bed. I was like, even on Sunday, I was like, okay, all right. I'm not quite
still tired.
Still great. A little tired. This didn't really do a lot for me.
I welcomed it. I got home at 2:30.
Sunday morning.
Give us that. That had to be
2:30 Sunday morning. You know, late game, then post game video, all that.
Yeah.
I had a little different experience because I got home at 2:30, looked at my phone, and it was 1:30.
That had to help.
That was nice. I was like, this isn't so bad.
You saw the actual time change. You were up for the time change.
Yeah, so the game ended roughly what?
10:15
something. Right? And you were there. You were there that long, huh?
Well, you're right. We started at midnight.
Uh-huh. The show, the
post game show.
You start at midnight. I mean, you got to write. I have to write something and then run over to the post office where the offices are, and then you do it till 1:30, and that's it. This week I don't even know if we're gonna do one. UCLA.
It's 8 p.m. Central time. That'll get over at 11:30 to midnight.
Yeah. That game is 8 p.m. Central. Bizarre.
Yeah,
channel?
I think it's Fox, right? Let me get the confirm. Hang on.
I would have to be thinking it's Fox.
What network?
Now Nebraska right now, then has a bye, though, right?
Is that after
right?
This, yes, after this week. After the UCLA
that is,
game.
That is a break because Nebraska wouldn't be landing. It would already be, you know, whatever, noon, 10 in the morning, whatever, on Sunday when the team would get back. Because that game ends, it's going to be what? What time will the game end? Central time.
Like 11:30 to midnight. 11:30.
So probably midnight that time. It takes you in LA 3 hours to be in the air. So you're looking at three. Yeah, you're not back here till 7-8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. And that's a wow.
That's a wow. Remember we played at Washington and landing and the sun was up. Came back here to Nebraska, played at Washington. And it was, you know, we come back and I'd go straight to the office. It was like 10 in the morning.
That's unpleasant.
It's very unpleasant.
But they do. No, you're right. They have a bye week going to Penn State.
Yeah.
So I maybe just give them a few days off. I think Dillingham, did he give his team, did you see that? I think he's given his team a whole week off.
Sometimes I'm fine with that. That's more NFL-ish type of thing. But, you know, sometimes you're always like, well, we got to give him a few days off. We got to squeeze him here. We got to try to get, everybody's always just uptight about getting more in. And sometimes just the reprieve means a lot. Just like, okay, it means a lot.
What is? What are you looking at up there, Jake?
I was texting Rudy something. Sound on Allo's down. Let's try to get him to fix it.
What is the network? Did you see?
I don't see anything. I went to ESPN. It doesn't show me the network yet.
Yeah.
I'm on. Doesn't show me anything here.
There's the signal that he was on it.
If somebody has info on that, I thought I knew
it. It is confirmed, though. I did see.
It is 8 p.m.
I saw the 8
That's the game for sure. 8 p.m. on Saturday at UCLA. Yeah.
UCLA, by
the way, 2.5-point favorite against Nebraska.
Okay.
I thought it was the other way.
No, right. As of right now, it is UCLA 2.5-point favorite against the Huskers Saturday night.
Statistically, one of the worst teams in the Big Ten.
The Bruins.
The Bruins, yes.
The game is on Fox. Thank you. I thought so. I thought I saw the game's on Fox at 8 p.m.
Well, they have it'll be interesting.
Regular Fox.
That'll be kind of cool to see. I really was hoping it was an afternoon game, so I wanted to see Sunshine and Rose Bowl. That's what I wanted to see. I want to have a feel. Let's see the sunshine, and we won't. Because it will be pitch dark at 6 p.m.
Right.
Out there.
No, exactly.
Yeah. You'll get no sunshine
under the lights
whatsoever.
I'm having some speak.
Can you hear it all or not?
Is it crackly, Steve?
What's going on with your headphones?
It's just going in and out.
Okay.
It's incredibly annoying. I might just go without.
Okay, we can move the headsets during the break.
I'm going to go here. I got them right here. They're already unhooked. Try this, Steve.
It might be the port is the problem.
How about us pitching in together, though, Steve?
If that port ends
Steve,
up...
Steve, you got a haircut. You look good.
I'm getting a lot of heat over this haircut.
Why?
It looks good.
Like people say, it looks like I did it.
No, Mike.
That needs to stop.
That needs to stop.
It looks fine.
Good job, Bill.
It's
problem
solved. Trying to help out.
Problem solved. Sorry I did that.
The stool.
Today's pizza day at the stadium.
Are you going to have some?
Val's Pizza. Yeah.
It's also Mozzarella Monday today, too. So it goes hand in hand.
Val's.
Yes.
That's huge day.
Do you always go with the – do you try to get a slice? Because in most pizzas, or every pizza really besides Val's, there's a crust to every piece.
Right.
Val's, there's middle pieces.
I'm not big on the middle.
You like the crust?
Yes.
Kind of give you something to hold on to,
doesn't
it? I'm
not big on the middle. Right.
The exactly. Middle piece is really hard. It's almost like the pizza almost turns into a fork-based pizza when you have the middle piece.
Yes.
When you go to it, but no crust, it's something.
I try not to do that. I love it, though. I mean, you can tell I'm looking forward to Val's today. And they bring, you know what else? They bring breadsticks, and they're the sweet, like, cinnamon breadsticks.
Oh, yeah, those are nice. Do you do a salad? Is there a salad?
No salad.
Just yeah, they shouldn't do that.
They don't bring a salad.
I agree. That's hard to. That's not a good food for. Whatever. It just doesn't travel well.
No. Well,
a slice of pizza does.
Yeah, the setup now they used to bring salad. This is idle chit chat. They had a. You know, you were up there a lot on the sixth floor. They had that bar area, like it's a. I'm calling it a bar.
Yeah.
And they could set up salad and then they would bring dessert pizza. It was awesome.
The dessert pizza does not make an appearance anymore?
No, now it's just straight. Oh, they bring cheese pizza, pepperoni, and hamburger, and then stuff with mushrooms on it. And then they bring those breadsticks, which is huge. But it's a big day. It's a big day because you plan your eating accordingly. That'll probably be the only meal I eat.
Well, then load up then.
Yeah. So it's just
free
Matt
food,
Rule's
load
day.
Up. You're good.
Yeah, it's Matt Rule's day. And all that, so it'll be great. Thanks, Val's.
It should be a fun day up there today.
Thanks to Val's.
Do you think they're financially straining because of the no breakfast pizza? Is that the university that's straining there, or where is that coming from? Not the breakfast pizza, but the no dessert pizza.
No, I think it's a product of the setup. They don't have the same setup. Not on the sixth floor anymore. You're down in the Hawks Championship Center, and it's not really a... There's
not
no
conducive.
Kitchen area. There's no kitchen area.
It's not conducive at all.
No,
hey, that's a good word, Bill.
Book.
Conducive, nice.
Yeah. Conducive.
Yes.
It's not at. Let's say this. It's not.
Does
as
Keith
conducive.
Mann do anything with the pizza? Does he organize the pizza at all?
I don't think so. I think that's Vicky Cartwright. Oh, wow, Vicky's not going to love that I put her name out there.
Oh, Vicky.
Vicky Cartwright.
Vicky's only worked there for like 46 years.
She's the best.
That's it.
Yes,
she's incredible.
Incredible.
She's Vicky, incredible.
Vicky Cartwright. There should be a statue of Vicky and Joni Duff.
Yep.
Vicky and Joni Duff, there should be a statue, not right there by Coach Osborne's, but off to the side somewhere like that.
Vicky is amazing.
Vicky and Joni Duff should have, 100% should have statues. And then there's a lot of people there. And I think
they should have statues, though.
Yes, they should. And I'm sure Dennis LeBlanc will support this. I'll talk to Dennis today about the statue situation.
I don't have any key stories. I don't know if he's mad at me or Like he,
well, he hasn't talked to you for a while?
He didn't talk to me on the game. I don't know if he was perturbed about something. I don't know.
What'd you say? Well, probably, there's a lot going on. I think the level, when there's a level of increase, when it's not Houston Christian, you know, playing and it's USC, I think there's more going on.
I think so.
And there's a little bit more going on. There's a little more interest in what happens because Houston Christian was there. You guys could have like not shown up and wouldn't have, it have been okay. You could have watched the game from your just from a laptop here at the mill, and it would have been just fine.
You're not wrong. Yeah. Could have, yeah, I could have covered that game from the home base or something. Maybe it was just stress. I hope so. I don't know. I'm not worried about it. Bowels today is the big thing.
Yes, and you're going to California this weekend.
Oh yes,
yes. Are you leaving early?
I don't know. I won't be here Friday, though. You know
no,
that.
No, we're guaranteed. Yeah, we know that. That's not a surprise.
I don't know what the flight arrangements are. Sean did say, God, I wish we were staying Monday on the off week. Yeah. It would be so nice. It would be nice. Anyway, no, I don't know the flight arrangements at all. We're not eating at Mastro's in Beverly Hills. We're eating at someplace in a steakhouse in Pasadena. He went with that because he says Mastro's is too far away. He said it'd take an hour to get there.
That would not be worth it for me.
No.
I would much rather eat somewhere within 4 minutes.
That's what he says. It's walking distance.
I'm fine with an Olive Garden. I'd be good. This is great. Now let's go to
Olive Garden.
No, I know. Sean would not.
Sip dreams of a chain restaurant.
No, I love it. That would not bother me. Hey, we're just going to go to Applebee's tonight. Sounds great. Where's it at? Right over there. Just walk right over there.
I'd be just fine.
Yeah, just fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Give me a spot. Give me a table.
So, yeah, there you go. I don't have any other idle chit-chat.
Now, just, and I'm going to throw it out there. I know that when I was gone for, you know, a little bit of time there last week, it was 4 a.m. where I was at, and I did the show. So will you be doing a 4 a.m. show
well,
for us?
Well, Friday,
Are you traveling for? I thought you were traveling. Okay.
Then they can't do it then.
Then so no can do.
Saturday
I'm with
show.
You.
Yeah, no Saturday.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. We'll probably for the pregame show Saturday. Be about 3 o'clock. It'll be like 2 o'clock your time for that.
Well, sure. We can do that.
Yeah. And Nebraska does not travel. I think, didn't Coach Rule say that? They don't, going west, they do not travel early. Going east, they traveled early. So they will not go, not going early. Is that right? They'll be leaving on a normal
Friday. I don't think
Friday.
So, yeah. Those are kind of questions we'll ask him today. Yeah.
That's a solid flight. It's 3 hours.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's not horrible. That's a solid flight for heading out there. Gain a little bit of time. You'll love the Rose Bowl, though. I just wish it was during the day.
I know. I kind of do too.
Oh yeah, it's a thing of beauty.
The gorgeous golden California.
Was
sea.
It the San? Jealous is of it that. The San Gabriel Mountains? I believe.
Yeah, I think one that's hundo.
Right. One hundo.
One hundo.
That's a beautiful scene. The Rose Bowl. It's the best scene in college football.
Yeah,
it really is.
You're gonna have a good weekend.
I think so. I don't think there'll be a big crowd there at the game.
You know? No, they will not have a crowd. There'll be no stirred up interest. Nebraska fans will show up.
Yeah, I think
Californians
that, I think that 50-point loss to Indiana kind of cooled the optimism at UCLA. Now, they did win 3 straight before that for the fans in L.A., but 56-6 and then a bye week after that kind of cooled things down for the Bruins, I think, in terms of the fan base being excited.
3-5 is what they are.
Yes.
3-2.
And they're 2.5-point favorites on Saturday.
That's a little surprise. Well, I suppose
the injury quarterback.
I think they probably factor in the quarterback right away just – without even thinking through it. Without just, okay, this is what we're doing. We're going this. And they coming off a bye week, I would say this. We'll probably end up talking about the Nebraska game at some point in time today.
We will, soon.
It just, like I said, coming off a bye week, USC was expecting a lot more from them. They did not come off the bye week on a heater.
No, they're not great. I was just listening to Cowherd talk about them. They're not, they haven't recruited that well. They're just not great. They're not. I know they only have 2 losses, but they don't look like a playoff team.
No,
and if they make the playoff, it looks like a team that would fizzle. Now I gotta just pause because my predictions have been so bad that I'll stop. And let you guys handle that part. they don't look like
everybody. Well, the Kansas defense.
Kansas defense looks like an SEC defense. Nebraska's offensive line is probably its strength. I can go on and on. I could go on and on this one. Yeah, I've had some.
Is there any chance? And
whoppers.
I should have texted you this, but is there any chance when we do talk about the blackout that you could go 6th grade simple? Is there any chance you could do it?
I might be able to drum up something.
Something like that. Just think about it.
Yeah.
We'll get there after this. Yes. I got to address something here on the air.
What is it, Jake?
Jake's addressing something.
I took some heat this weekend on the old Twitter, the old X.
The Twitter machine.
As you guys know.
The Twitter machine.
And thank you for the breakers out there that have responded saying Jake is kind of known for his meltdowns. It's part of the show.
You've been backed.
Yeah.
I have. Yeah,
you've been backed.
A lot of people backing me up. A lot of people taking shots at me. I got very upset after the game. We just said a second ago, USC was a beatable team.
Oh, God, yes.
By the way, for those who say I'm an idiot, I was in the stands from the beginning of the game until the clock struck zero. I was there the entire game. I was in black. I participated in your blackout. I did it. I cheered.
I saw a photo of
it. I gave high fives. I am a fan. I support this program to a very high level. Right?
Super fan.
Have we ever pushed back on that?
No.
To where it's just like, it's the fandom that Jake has. I mean, it still hurts him, though. The Dolphins, we know, are eliminated from everything, and it still crushes him. And
I still care.
He still turned the light on in the basement when
absolutely.
They won.
Absolutely. And
the
I will.
The light went on. So his fandom is the best I've ever seen.
And I gave up kind of the media part of this job 6 years ago. So 2019, I was doing media stuff. I said, I don't need this anymore. It's not how this show doesn't need this.
Don't need this.
Sip the journalist. I don't need to be the same thing. And Bill's the coach. Like I don't. We have kind of a
what was
fan,
your tweet?
Journalist coach.
Three-legged stool.
What was your tweet?
I regret one part of this tweet.
I wouldn't regret any
I wouldn't either. All I saw was super fan.
Here's the tweet. It says, that people don't like.
Not
said,
everybody doesn't like it.
There's a couple, and then there's some people got involved. But here it says,
people got involved.
Here's the tweet that first set people off.
This is so beautiful.
This is so great.
Hit it.
And this is true. Okay, so I said this. You couldn't have asked for a better schedule or a chance to break the pathetic streak of losses versus ranked teams than both the Michigan and USC games, and they lost both. I don't know what to tell you, Husker fans. Just a sad waste of time and energy. Hashtag Huskers. The last part, a little harsh, a little rough, but I stand by the fact these are teams ranked in the 20s. Mm-hmm. At Michigan has an average quarterback. Could be really good, but right now, Underwood is an average quarterback.
Probably below average right now.
Oh, easy.
Right now, he's playing. He's on pace for to start every game and throw 10 touchdowns. He doesn't have 10
not
yet.
Very good.
He's on pace for 10.
Okay. I don't.
Go ahead.
You want some more feedback? The next teeth.
The last part.
I took a lot of heat.
The last one was a little rough.
Yeah, that's the one that
but
people
you
probably.
You were frustrated.
I was pissed off.
Yeah, you're frustrated.
And I have every right to be pissed off as a person that follows the program. Every game goes. Yep. Every game.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
What do you want, Nebraska fans? Do you want to just stay 6-6? You want to never advance beyond what you are? Like, sorry,
you're not wrong.
I want to see that big win, and it. Would have been an average big win.
No,
they're ranked 23rd.
The thing to emphasize is they had two, like you said, two games this year against top 25 teams that were extremely gettable.
I don't expect you to go beat number one or number five. Like, yeah, that'd be a great win. But 23 and 21 are very winnable games.
I always
need
to
at home.
A little bit of defense, like for it, you had to be better, but you got fired. But James Franklin gets hammered for not beating top five teams. That's hard to do.
Right.
They're top
absolutely.
Five.
Yeah, I don't push. Yeah,
top 10,
I agree with
hard
that.
To do. The top 25, because we all know there's people in the top 25. Like right now, I'm kind of like going, how's Iowa not in the top 25? I see some teams in the top 25. I go, how they're better than Iowa? Yeah. And so there's...
Iowa's not in there.
No, Iowa's not in the top 25.
No.
Hey.
They're close, though.
No, you're the 29-game losing streak to ranked teams is pathetic.
That's pathetic. There's no way... That is pathetic.
It is.
The power,
there's no other way to
in the Power speak. Four, if I saw it correctly... They're second. There's only one team worse. Is Rutgers.
That's probably right.
That's the only
I don't
team.
Know that.
That's the only team has a longer streak. Rutgers is longer than Nebraska's.
And Rule. I mean, it's not now. This obviously that predates Rule by many years.
Yeah, it's not all him.
It goes back to 2016. But he's 0-8.
Right, and you have a chance to get off the schneid for the program.
Right.
Like this is he's 1-8 in November now.
Yeah, he's 0-8 against ranked teams here. And 1-8 in November.
I followed up with this. I said, because I got a lot of pushback. I said, stunned at the negativity to my tweet. Nebraska has lost 29 straight games to ranked teams. If you want to make excuses for that, then we will just never agree. Sorry. I stand by that.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong on that.
Like, you show up 90,000 strong. You're the best fans in college football. Like, you're just fine with not winning football games that matter?
No, you can't be.
Why am I the bad guy for expecting and wanting to be a decent football program?
You're not. You have a lot of...
The one thing Jake is not is the bad guy ever.
You have a lot of...
Sometimes people. I can't be, but not like I am on this.
You just tweeted out of frustration. Most people recognize.
I'm not going to say the person's name, but there's one more tweet I want to get to here. Because a former
this is therapeutic.
Nebraska this is football player read my tweet. Mm-hmm. I will not read his name because I'm not getting a tizzy with this.
Okay, you don't need to.
He asked the question, how many of those games have you played in? I said,
oh my God.
Basically, why the hell does that matter? And right. I said, why do you have to be a former football player to assess what is acceptable or not? This is the crap that bothers me nonstop. And it does. You don't have to be. I'm not breaking out X's and O's. I'm not talking about 3-3-5 and gaps.
Leave that to me.
That's you guys. I don't do that.
The Colts.
I talk about the program and
right.
I want to have the exuberance of, hey, a field storming. What a concept.
Right.
It did it one time against an unranked Colorado last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's your marquee win.
Mm.
You don't have a marquee win yet.
No.
So, no, I don't apologize, fan base. I'm passionate. I'm pissed off. And you should be, too.
Yeah.
Boom. Go ahead, Bill.
I have a statement.
Go ahead, Bill.
Because I give Sip and Jake sometimes so no football. But that is that just joking around. That's kind of like when sometimes you talk about that, like Lance with explain cover two to me, Sip. How was that Tampa two? Explain that to me. But on the other side of that, I don't even remotely push back on. I always say you guys know what football looks like when it looks good or bad,
yeah.
Or also some of the biggest names in media didn't play that are talking about
right.
The number of times I listened to. Heather Denich, very closely. She's really sharp. She didn't play football. I listened to Nicole Auerbach, didn't play football. Mm-hmm. I listened to Colin Cowherd,
yeah.
Greeny. Did Colin Cowherd play? I don't know that for sure.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure Greeny did not. I think he's one of the most knowledgeable people there is that didn't play the game. So a lot of people that didn't play can watch. I used to use the terminology all the time when I'd say, when things are bad, or is when your grandma can say, what is going on?
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust. From paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And sometimes she's not a football person. So for someone to have an opinion, they can have an opinion. And oh, yeah. Generally... pretty accurate, because I don't think anybody pushed back that Jake's upset and that what he's upset about is not accurate.
Oh, hey, no. you put a lot of energy into that. You have a right to be upset. So it's not, I would never apologize.
And people said, did you watch the game? I did, yeah, and Nebraska had a great chance to win the game. Raiola's injury hurt the game, absolutely. It hurt Nebraska's chances to win.
Jake, did you boo?
I did not boo.
No, he didn't boo.
No, I didn't boo.
Didn't boo, he was cheering. I saw his outfit.
I did not love the decision after a timeout on 4th-and-1 to kick a 52-yard field goal, which was short. Didn't love that, but that I didn't boo, though, at that point. I said, well, great. I don't think I booed one time at the game.
If you booed,
and I gave high fives. Yeah. And I'm a fun fan in the stands.
He would be the guy.
I'm the guy that goes up and touches. I'm up and down the aisle high-fiving.
Oh, yeah, oh, up and, Oh boy, I want to see this.
I hope there's video. I like to have a good time at the game. Like,
I know you do,
and that's why it's painful. Like, I want to have the exhilaration of a big win and no doubt progress.
Uh-huh.
And I don't feel that right now.
Yeah, you don't have to fake it.
Jake upset me.
You don't have to fake it.
Thank you.
Jake went to a Green Bay Miami game frozen.
Yep.
Got back to his hotel sometime around 2 a.m. Somehow got up and drove and
did the morning,
to Iowa.
Did the morning
and
show.
Did the morning show from a swimming pool.
Yeah.
And then went to the game by himself and drove there to be at the game.
This isn't, so, by the way, I think the one thing that needs to be said is, you tweeting that and then going on some like a little rant, that's not lack of support. That's support.
I'm supporting. Yeah,
that's,
I support.
That's support.
Did I stare down and say, "Oh, this guy sucks"? No, I said I want the program to advance.
Yeah. And you,
no, and you should too.
That's a form of support.
Thank you.
You've heard this one a lot. You hear this, and it's not true. But you hear a fan will just say, "I'm done. I'm done.
They're always done.
That's not support.
That's not. And then guess what? They're really not done. And then Jake has never said, I'm done.
No.
I
get pissed, but guess what? I'm back the next week.
Don't say I'm done.
That'd be bad for the show. Yeah, that'd be bad for the show.
We can't do idle chit-chat the whole time.
Where's Jake at? He's in the producer room.
I can't talk about pizza the whole time.
Jake's over there in the producer room. Yeah. Him and Rudy together, just me and Sipple are on the show.
So that's what I got. I'm sure I'll brought up throughout the show from people who chime in throughout the day. But
it's all good.
I'll stand by it. I thought for a second yesterday, I don't regret it.
Like,
I don't regret it.
I didn't think it was that
bad. I didn't
bad.
Attack anybody. I said the program should expect and be better, and they're not right now. And I stand by that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was a chance to get a marquee win.
Big
that
chance.
You blew.
Yeah.
And that is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by...
That was idle.
That wasn't very idle.
That wasn't idle.
That was directed chit chat.
Fifth gear.
Our friends at 738...
You're in overdrive.
Do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738 Egg runs the whole
in.
Show.
Joey.
Custom application included a little more today at 738egg.com.
What's Joey doing?
Well, right now he's out. He's finishing up harvest, but... If you could, I'll have Jake read Joey's number one more time. Take
read
this
it
in.
Like you well,
yeah,
tweet
I,
it.
Well, I
yeah,
have,
yeah, yeah. Yes.
I have his email. The website is 738ag.com.
Reach out to Joey as a fan and see it and let him and vent to Joey what you feel about Jake's tweet. Let Joey know where you stand on this. He'll report back to us.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, I didn't think the tweet didn't catch me off guard at all.
People are just really upset that I would dare take a shot at a place I want to win badly. I'm on your side, Nebraska fans. I just want to, maybe more than you, apparently. I don't know. I just want to win.
Ouch. That's good now.
464-5685.
Got so close, Jake.
I know. And then I blew it. I blew it at
right the end.
Apparently, I blew it.
I'm going to win more than you.
I'm less patient than others, apparently.
Give Jake a piece of foiled gum like you gave Kennedy for Halloween. I'll have a piece of foiled gum, please, for your...
You gave that,
good job on remembering.
We had full-size candy bars and a stick of gum from Sip.
You got a piece of foiled gum. Thank God for McSafety also. He handled the trick-or-treaters when we were on the show.
He handled it.
He let us know, too. Had a couple come in. I took care of it.
Thank you, McSafety.
Thank you, McSafety.
464-5685, call or text, as always. Yes, regarding the game, final score, USC beats Nebraska 21-17. This was a 14-6 lead for Nebraska at halftime, tied up going to the fourth quarter. Huskers do take a 17-14 lead, and then a drive with a flea flicker by USC gets a big play. They score 6 plays, 75 yards. Now, again, Raiola hurt in the third quarter of this football game following an interception of Maeva in USC territory. He gets strip sacked a few plays later. They get the ball back, and that was a scoring chance gone. But, of course, that does change a lot of where the season's headed to without Dylan Raiola. But again, it was about finding a way to win that football game. They didn't do it. It was an entertaining game. Didn't get it done, though.
So they get the ball with 3:27 left. Nebraska.
At their own 4, right?
At their own 4. And it just fizzled. I hate to just launch into criticism, but right away, I didn't see the urgency you would expect. They only ran 3 plays before the 2-minute warning. You think you could get at least more than that? I thought it looked a little slow, but now to be fair, you do have a first-time starter in there. First time. Well, yeah. He didn't start the game. He subbed in.
Yeah. TJ Lateef.
But it's a big. He played against Akron Houston Christian. Okay. Yeah. And he hadn't played since. And this is a whole different world.
It's a different world. Can I go back in time first?
Please.
I want to
go back in time from you guys were there live for TV version. When the game came on, as we talked about on air numerous times like that, I still would have been a fan of the traditional colors.
Oh.
But the blackout looked sweet.
It was a resounding success.
It looked sweet. And the black balloons that got released was sweet. That part of it, like that. But now,
resounding success.
Yes. Yep.
And then also, it made USC's uniforms. They popped on TV because they're in white and they're maroon. But when everything was black behind it, so that part of it looked cool. At first, it took you a while to adjust. Okay, oh, hang on here. Nebraska's in black. I just got to adjust myself. But after you did that, and then the whole stadium and the whole scene was really cool. So I'm just going
to
throw
it
that
in. The blackout was cool. I know
the crowd was
I know
ready
I was critical
roll.
Of it throughout the week. I'll take it back. That was cool.
I think it was cool. I think that's part of Jake's frustration. It was an amazing scene.
It looked on TV.
It was an amazing scene.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it looked like it was just nuts.
Nebraska's game production is about as good as it could possibly get. So it's not just the black, it's the light shows and the way everything is structured. It is. And that, I think that, I don't want to speak for Jake, but I think that's part of your frustration.
Oh, 100%.
Everything's right there
for
you.
That place was jacked up. It was ready to explode.
It was super loud. It was made into a hard place to win. I mean, it made it really, because USC's not used to that. Even at home games, that's not a crazy scene at the Coliseum.
And then think about the start. USC goes 3-and-out. Nebraska goes 14 plays, 75 yards, touchdown in 7 minutes. Like, all right, that's how you start a football game. You got the crowd support. It looks awesome they led by 8 at halftime, but just did not finish the deal in the second half.
USC started with 2 straight 3-and-outs.
Yep.
And like Bill said, they didn't start the game well. I mean, 2 straight 3-and-outs, but they just didn't look.
If there is a frustration by Jake, there's never was a time that USC was more beatable. Take the credit of both sides for Nebraska. Nebraska made him look in that way, but USC was off.
Oh yeah, Nebraska credit I thought they got after the quarterback really well. They had 13 pressures. He was rattled.
He threw 2 intentional groundings.
Yeah,
2 intentional groundings. The one on TV, they were very critical of. They shouldn't have called the first intentional grounding because there's a running back standing right next to him where he was at. But the appearance of it was that's grounding. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But they were off. You watch the receivers running their routes. I was like, it seems like they're in slow motion.
Mekhi Lemon did not look engaged to me for some of the game.
It was cold.
Maybe. I mean, it really was. I mean
Ryan Abe, they had their guy come on. Ryan Abraham came on Friday and said the USC does not play well in the cold. He basically said that. They don't play well in the cold.
Two time zones, cold. And it got pretty nippy.
Mekhi Lemon had 2 catches for 18 yards. He had 48 catches coming in.
And the drops, they dropped the ball. I thought it was one of the worst play callings by Lincoln Riley that I've seen. He's a brilliant play caller.
Great.
They get down there. They run the ball all day on the field. They get like 1st and 8 at the 8 and throw it 3 times.
Right.
And one was a scramble at the end, but they threw it 3 times.
They did that. They did. Oh yeah, that was okay. You're talking about the start of the second quarter. They got first and goal at the seven.
Throw, scramble. So they tried to throw it 3 times. And the route that the guy ran on, kind of a fade route on the first play, it was almost as if he's like he was annoyed they called the play. The receiver looked like he was annoyed that they even tried to. And there was all. I mean, it was. I'm watching. I go, USC is not engaged. They just didn't.
You know where they were engaged?
That was my thought. The game.
You know where they were engaged in the run game?
Yeah, they did run the ball well.
They ran for 2 something.
Yeah.
Well, so they go 3-and-out 2 times in a row, and then they said, okay, let's run the ball. And they had at one point in that game, I think 4 straight runs for first downs.
Well, they're right. That's what they did.
Like 12, 14, 15, 13. I was like, what are we doing here?
They had like, I think they had 7 or 8 runs, or maybe more than that, over 10 and like 6 or 7 over 15, whatever it was. It was a lot of air. And it was the, as we talked about on air, it was the gap scheme.
Yep.
It was the gap scheme. That's what worked for him.
Explain to me gap scheme.
It's kind of a counter scheme. There'd be two pullers. That'd make sure you secure the edge for the bender. If they have the option to keep the ball off of it.
Two pullers.
But what it does, it's real simple for defenders. Everyone has a gap. And then when there's a puller and then there's two pullers, the gaps change on the run. So to fit it up, it just makes it additional work.
And you need athletic offensive linemen to do it.
Athletic to do it. And they weren't big maulers.
No.
You said the PFF wasn't great on them. They weren't just mauling you on the line of scrimmage.
But they could pull. Going into the game, they weren't.
But they could pull and they could get up on you. And they, if you watched them, they wanted to run gap schemes against the three down look. And they wanted to run that more than they did against the four down look.
Is that a way to get the edge?
They weren't getting the edge. The ball was hitting back up inside. It was hitting back up in the whatever BC gap area. But going into the game, they run that play, particular play, in the hundreds. I mean, I imagine that was walked through in every defensive front over and over again, and it they had 200 some yards rushing.
They had 202 yards.
They did their walkthrough on top of the graduate, and then they got Buffalo Wings and Rings going home.
I was told that. Yeah. Michael told me that. From Wings and Rings,
$5,000 order. Hey, King Miller. Is a dude. King Miller.
His stats, 18 carries for 129, one touchdown, average of 7.2 yards per carry for King Miller.
But as Bill said yesterday, you hold USC to 21, you can win that game. 21.
Oh, I never thought absolutely. That they, I never thought 21 would be the number that
no,
they would
I didn't
have.
Either.
I thought minimum. I really thought, I think they'll probably get 31.
I thought 28, so we're in the same ballpark. Okay. But so 21's manageable.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I mean, Maeva. Was 9 for 23.
I know. He didn't look right.
He was off. He missed through balls. He had guys open down the field. I mean, a couple times he missed through some balls. The interception he threw was a bad interception.
That's
the
first play of the drive.
No, he looked off. Now he did muster up enough runs to get the touchdown.
He did.
He finally was gritty, but
he ran 11 times for Jake. Help me. 11,
yeah, 11 times. For 62 maybe. Yards, yep, 62. Yeah.
And also the running back, you have to remember, he's their third running back. Just imagine right now, not third. Saying he's not able to do it, but Nebraska's third running back, is he doing what Emmett did?
No.
It would be hard to say that,
no,
right?
Hell no.
When he got hurt in the when he got all those yards in the Michigan game, he's warming up thinking he's not playing. He goes, I'm not even going to play today. Mm-hmm. And they had two guys hurt, and all of a sudden he became the guy. Mm-hmm. And so how things can happen... You know, how guys can jump in and fill in, that's what happens in those situations.
No, but Jake, you're right. It was gettable. It was gettable the whole game.
It's a gettable game.
The whole game.
At no point was USC a daunting, unbeatable team on Saturday night.
No, Nebraska led.
You led the game by 8.
Yeah. They led 14.
They couldn't pass the ball. And that's kudos to John Butler and the defense again for they've been that way the whole year. They've stopped the pass all year, but it's just maddening when you have the game like that in your hands and you just gave it away. And again, Raiola's injury is a huge reason why. I'm not pushing back on that. That's not part of my rant at all. That sucks
it's,
that it happened.
It's still in the end.
It's still
like I said, when I said that I thought there was like some giant coaching errors. I thought the one was by Lincoln Riley on going forward on fourth down. And or first of all, two things. The play he called I thought was not very great.
At the 47 yard line.
So think about this. You know, as a
again. When was that? When was this?
About mid third quarter. They'd already had the turnover, the injury, then the ball. Then they got back, got a first down. But anyway, it was probably about 8 minutes to go in the third quarter.
The fourth and two?
8:38 to go in the third, correct,
Phil. The fourth and two, and he ran 21?
Yeah. And so think about this one. You know that Nebraska's quarterback is out, right? Mm-hmm. You saw him go into the tent. He's not coming back, not anytime soon anyway. Punt the ball.
Yeah, they're fourth.
Pin him and let the freshman come in. Punt the ball. They don't. So Nebraska now... has the ball. It's a true freshman. I get it. But they're up 8, and they have the ball basically at the 50. Mm-hmm. And then they get a gift. They have a 2nd and 17, and they get a taunting penalty against USC to put them into basically field goal range. And that's how they got the 3 points. And they got another run down to the 20. But my point of it is, it's like you're still up 8, and it's your ball at basically the 50, mm-hmm. and you're still in pretty good shape
Yep.
at that time.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know how to assess Butler's defense. I mean, I've been critical of giving up 200 rushing yards, but you're right. They are very good against the pass.
They are. Absolutely.
Miami
is 9 for 23.
I thought they'd go after Donovan Jones. They didn't really go after Donovan Jones. They more went after Andrew Marshall, and he held up really well. I thought they'd go after Guthrie. They didn't really go after Guthrie. The tight ends weren't as good as I thought they were, Bill. I thought their tight ends would be better.
There was one where the tight end that caught the ball and fell down.
Yeah, I didn't think.
Yeah, I went away from that one too. It's like I'm like, nope,
they're not great at tight
end. You're better at tight end. Nebraska's better. Was much better. Lyndon Myers would be their starter and be very well.
Now the question I would have for you, and I don't know. Nebraska is very good in the back end, and they are number two nationally in pass defense, and it's legit. But are they doing anything to bolster their pass defense at the expense of the run?
Well, no, not really.
Okay.
No, not really.
All right. All right.
And what they did
just
a nice
a good
job
pass
of
defense.
What they did also, I thought they did a nice job of being, you know, they matched up. They were body on body. They weren't like, oh, we can't cover them. We're going to play nothing but zone and
nope.
and do a zone. They covered
those
them.
Guys are good.
Yeah.
Hey, Jake Marshall's good.
He is. Yeah.
Sierra Wright's really good.
I think that was
good.
His first career pick he had.
I think so.
Because at Idaho, he was an all conference player, but didn't have picks.
Might have to look at that. Donovan Jones had a good game.
I'm fairly certain that was Andrew Marshall's first college pick.
Yeah, that's a legit secondary for Nebraska. They just got beat up front again. They don't hold the edge very well.
There's edges they've lost. There's some things that happened to them. That happened at the Northwestern game, right? Had that
100.
Yeah,
100.
A big play.
Well, yeah, and that now I hate to harp on the negative, but you can't give up 200 on your home field.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I get fixated.
You're right.
On that.
Well, and plus, absolutely. Never knew that Lincoln Riley wants to run the ball. I mean, that's his number one thing. He wants to. I think they got 5 or 6 games over 200 yards this year.
So now USC, you could say the same thing. USC gave up how many rushing yards?
188.
Yeah. So it's not like they were shutting it down. Emmett looks great. We'll get to Emmett later in the show, but Emmett just looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, he took his game to another level.
Emmett is a dude. He's an absolute dude.
And he knew that going into the game that they struggled in that area. I mean, Notre Dame just gashed him for 3-something.
Oh, 306, I think, was the number. They had 182 at halftime.
Halftime.
They looked – I did, but I was still like, they can't be that vulnerable. Yeah, they're vulnerable.
They're very vulnerable.
You can run it at them.
You can run it at them.
That's what I mean. They're not a playoff – they don't look like a playoff team.
Well, we will dive more into this game here.
What year is Maeva?
He's a junior.
Junior?
I'm pretty sure he's a junior, right?
Yeah, let me double check that. I think he's a junior, Jake. Please tell me. Because
I had this take in my mind, Steve. If I'm accurate with him being a junior, it's what I think he is.
One second.
When you're
get it pulled up.
When you're flying home, so USC gets out of here.
Junior.
Late. Junior gets out. They get out of here late. They get their wings and rings and all that stuff. So on flights home after games like this, you get by the time you're wound up after the win. That's a big win. I'm sure they had a great locker room after that win. And they get in there, they get ready to go. You're on your flight ready, and you're somewhere over Colorado. By now, all lights are off, and everything is just – and then everyone's out sleeping. There'd be assistant coach watching film or something, but not much going on. It's just dead quiet. Head coach is sitting up front. He's not won't be in the first class. He'll be right in the coach areas where he sits with someone. He's probably sitting with the AD or his GM or whatever. And I can't imagine that Lincoln Riley didn't look over and say, I don't think our quarterback can get us where we need to go.
Ooh.
I don't think – when you were watching that game, did you think Maeva can win a national championship?
No.
I mean,
he's had moments this year, but not
– but that's
win the Colts.
That's what you're thinking, right? You're thinking, how do we win – when some
know.
Of the quarterbacks that –
I want to think about that one.
Because right now, I don't think Maeva is even close to Sorsby.
It's Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati.
No, I don't either.
I don't think
– I take Sorsby all day.
All day. All day. I take
now,
a lot
who
of
are the guys.
All day.
Like, would you take Julian Sain?
What's that?
Yes. Take Sain.
Oh,
Sain's
doing he's going to win the Heisman.
Sain's doing it.
Would you take Fernando?
What's that?
Yes. Fernando. Yes.
Would you take Marcel Reed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you take, and then who's all these four?
So they go on and on and on. I mean,
it'd be a while before you get to Maeva.
Yeah, it'd be a long time before you ever got to Maeva. My point is, you're sitting there going, like, is he our guy that can get us? I mean, or is he the one that's going to, we're going to, you know, win 9-10? We might get in. Went off of that game there'll be pushback and says, well, hang on now. He was one of the leading
guys. He had some good games.
He had some good games, but just from that eye test, I'm watching that.
Now, this is where you probably got to give Nebraska credit.
I mean, and Nebraska made him look bad.
They rattled him up a little bit.
They made him look bad. They did that.
We got to get to break. Hey, we'll get back to this after the break. But before that, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where would you send the breakers, Bill?
I'd send out a statement like Jake did, and I'd send them to the bird.
Early bird at 19th and K is open right now until 2 p.m. Every day of the week, they got breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world-famous hash holes.
Hash holes!
Hash holes!
Stop by today. Free
hash
and
over,
spacious
hash
parking
over
at
Jake's
19th
comments.
And K. We'll dive board my
hash
Ava.
Hash over it!
Next
hash over it!
Break on the ticket.